Hello everyone! Welcome, welcome, it's Alex. First of all, I've decided that I'm gonna stop using guys as a gender neutral term because apparently it's not as gender neutral as I thought. So hello everyone, welcome one, welcome all. Today I am going to be showing you what I read this month of April 2017. I have read actually some really good stuff this month. I'm gonna show you an eclectic mix. I have some graphic novels, some anthologies, and some novels. So it actually worked out really well. You'll see in a sec. But it worked out quite nicely what I read. Okay, the first thing. Okay, I love this so much. This is a graphic novel. It's the first thing I read this month. It is called How the World Was, A California Childhood. It is by Emmanuel Gubert, and this is such a great graphic novel. It is quite a quick read, and the art in it is beautiful. It is about a guy named Alan Cope, who was born in 1925 and who lived in California. So it talks about his life and what life was like back then, how people lived, what they ate, what their jobs were. And it's a really personal story, and it was very easy to read, and the art wasn't too complex or intense. You know how some graphic novels are like really focused on action? This one wasn't so much like that. It was more focused on like a personal story, but it did have like a narrative arc to it, and I found it super fascinating to hear about this guy's life. Here is some of the gorgeous artwork in it. It's just beautiful. Ugh, yes, I love Venus, and I loved how sometimes the author like contrasted these like more realistic type drawings with these more doodle-like drawings. And the entire thing is in black and white, which actually really parallels well the fact that it's about the past and what California used to be like. Yes, I love learning about the history of what it was like back then. You guys know I love reading about things that happened in the past. Like, look at this. Beautiful. The art was gorgeous. I'm always very impressed by graphic novels because I just think they're gorgeous. And I love the story in it. So yes, I highly recommend this graphic memoir. Beautiful. The next book that I read, okay, I love this book so much. This one is called A Miseducation of Cameron Post by Emily M. Danforth. Okay, actually I heard about this book like I think when it was published back in 2015, because Tyler, the YouTuber, talked about it on his channel. I swear, Tyler's always on top of it. I think he recommended it as his Audible recommendation or something, but he recommended it, and I was like, ooh, I gotta read that. I'll put that in my backlist, and literally, I've only gotten to it now. Maybe I was scared to read it back then because I was too closeted, but basically, this was so good. I could not put this down. I love this so much. Okay, it's about this girl named Cameron Post. She lives in Montana. She lives in Montana in the United States. Basically, it's about her really liking girls and having crushes on girls, and how the society that she lives in doesn't approve of that, and definitely doesn't encourage it. It talks about how she deals with that, and talks about the different relationships that she has with different girls. But it also talks about her friendships and her family life, and it gets pretty deep because of things that happened to her and places that she's forced to go, which you would probably get if you read the back, but, and I don't want to spoil it, but it's so good. I love this book so much. It's technically young adult, and I'm definitely very drama focused and relationship focused, so this book is perfect for you if you're into romance and crushes and stuff like that. Oh my god, I could not put this down. That bit it's so good. Literally, this made me want to read more young adult because I don't know. Actually, when I was younger, I used to like always read like down. Like I would read middle grade and young adult stuff and like not want to read adult stuff. But now I'm kind of the opposite and I'm reading more adult things. But I also do like young adult, and this definitely made me love young adult. Okay, I'll read you the first line. Chapter 1. The afternoon my parents died, I was out shoplifting with Irene Clausen. I mean, that is such a good hook. Yes, I love this one so much. Ugh. I mean, it's just so good, and the author herself is LGBTQ, so it's really written from a realistic voice, and the writing in it was so good, like, well-detailed, and I felt like it was really purposeful, like it was well-planned out, so if you have not read this yet, I mean, it's just so good. I love this so much. Okay, book number 3 that I want to talk about is a graphic novel. Okay, this is called It's quite a bigger one than How the World Was. This is called The Art of Charlie Chan Hok Chi, and it is presented by Sunny Liu. Charlie Chan Hok Chi is a comics artist, very famous from Singapore, and this is about his life, how he got started making comics, his career and how it went, and it also has a lot of history about Singapore. The art in it is gorgeous. Some of it is from Charlie's own artwork, but then other parts it is from Sunny Liu, who is a comics artist himself, and he is basically sort of the narrator, but at times it does show some of Charlie's work because it is about his life, and it's like a biography in graphic novel form, so it's actually really similar to How the World Was. And yes, I've actually never heard this artist before, but I loved reading his comics, learning the history. Oh my gosh, sometimes the history kind of like overwhelmed me because there's a lot of history, but I still really liked it. And just found it so interesting to hear about, you know, what he put into his comics. And it was so cute. It was really well put together. They had a lot of stuff to put together, but they did it super well. See, this is some of it. Oh my god, I love graphic novels and I've been loving them this month. I want to get some more for next month. Ooh, actually maybe I should go to the library tomorrow and get some more graphic novels because I don't have any others at my house. I love Sunny Liu's style of art and I highly recommend this. It's a great way to learn history if you like graphic novels. Very fun. It talks about like politics of Singapore at the time, delves into its history. And it also talks about the personal life of the artist, his career, and yes, there's that one. Okay, next one I read is an anthology. It's this one. It has about literally two pads of sticky notes coming off of it because I kind of went a bit ham on the bookmarking. And yeah, because I got some like a lot of inspiration from some of the poems, so I wanted to look back at them later, which I still have yet to do. Okay, this is called A Book of Luminous Things, an anthology, an international anthology of poetry. It is by Cesla Milas, and this is a collection of different poems from around the world that have been some translated, some not translated into English. Yeah, this is so great. It has poems from like tons of different countries, tons of different eras, poets dead and alive, and it is separated into different parts, so like it goes by categories. Let's see, the categories are epiphany, nature, the secret of a thing, places, the moment, woman's skin, people among people, situations, non-attachment, and history. I think my favorite is probably nature. I love reading about nature. I feel like I can picture the place in my head, and it's just, I love the different metaphors that are used to describe nature. Okay, I'll read you one. This is translated from the Japanese, and it is by Kikaku. Above the boat, bellies of wild geese. I love that. I love that so much. I like a lot of poems in this anthology. As you can tell, there are like so many sticky notes. So I remember, if you guys remember, in like my last book wrap up, I was talking about how I love anthologies and I wanted to get more. So what did I do? I got more. Poetry is a great place to go to if you're looking for inspiration, and I definitely found a lot of it in this book, for sure. Next book is another anthology. This one is called Language for a New Century, Contemporary Poetry from the Middle East, Asia, and Beyond. This is edited by Tina Cheng, Natalie Handel, and Ravi Shankar. Lots of people. This is, again, a collection of poetry translated and some not translated from around the world. It is similar to the first anthology that I just showed you. Also divided into different parts. Oh my god, this one's so big. I have not finished this one. There are so many, but I have bookmarked some. I tried to like calm down on the bookmarking though. But yeah, it looks like this. Just tons of different poems from a diverse group of different artists. I like anthologies because you get like a different collection of styles, and that gives you like a more broad source of inspiration, because you know, people use different things. They use like, some people use repetition, some people use different styling. Like for example, this one artist like would number the stanzas in their poetry, and I really like that because I've never seen that before in a poem. This is huge. This is bigger than the other one, but it's really great. I really appreciated that the editors took the time to, you know, get the translations and put them into a collection. This must have taken ages to make. So if you're looking for an anthology, this is another good one. Okay, the last book that I just finished today. Ooh, I could not put this down either. This is a novel. Okay, this book, oh my gosh, it's so good. It's called The Book of Unknown Americans, a novel by Christina Enriquez. This is a book. It is a novel, but it has different perspectives and different chapters. Sometimes there's a chapter for a character that doesn't have their own point of view again. But it is a novel. It does have a novel arc. It has different perspectives, but all the perspectives are from immigrants to the United States from different places in Latin America. And I love this so much. There is a central storyline, kind of, which is this girl that is an immigrant who meets this guy. Because, you know, every book's gotta have romance, but it's so much more than that. There is a lot. There is, like, family troubles, someone dealing with a disability. It talks about, like, racism and the struggle of immigrants to find jobs. And it has different immigrant stories. I found this so fascinating and interesting. It is fiction, but it's based on fact. What I found really intriguing about this book was learning all the things that are, like, false rumors about Latin America. Like, for example, there's, like, a saying, mi casa es tu casa, which means my house is your house when you're welcoming someone to your house. And one of the characters says, is that what the Americans say these days? Because, you know, I thought that it was something that had to do with Latin America, but apparently it's not. There's lots of stuff like that. Like, it talks about how, like, American salsa is nothing like salsa in Mexico, which I also found interesting. But honestly, I wasn't too surprised because, you know, rumors spread so frequently. But I loved learning about these immigrant stories and hearing their voices. I highly recommend this. Like, the narrative arc just kept me going, and I found it really interesting, the choice of point of view that the author chose, because, you know, sometimes it had the point of view of one character and then would go to another one and then would go back to that other character, but then sometimes it would introduce a side character and give them their own voice and, like, tell their story. And I really like that. And the author did a really good job of, like, giving suspense and, like, withholding information until the right moment, which is really good because it, like, starts off and giving you some promises because you're, like, you don't know about the family past, but there you know that something happened, but then it does tell you what happened and reveals more and then also deals into the family's new life in the United States. So, yes, this is so, so good. This had me hooked. I love this book so much. I can't wait to check out more from this author because I think that Christina is just incredible. So yes, I highly recommend The Book of Unknown Americans. And that is everything that I read this month. Let me know what you guys are reading. I am always looking for recommendations, as you know. Let me know what you are reading. I would love to hear. And tell me if you have already read any of those and if you like them, because I would love to talk about them some more. I have no one to talk to them about except for you guys. So it's very sad. Don't forget to subscribe because I make a new video 2 times a week, and I will see you next time.